We're reading from Kabbalah for the Student, page 141, Introduction to the Book of Zohar, item 64. You can ask questions live on CAP TV, and selected questions will be asked during the lesson.
Moshe, did you want to ask a question?
We talked about that it's hard to accept that there is a small amount of people that they want to save the world, and that the person won't get any fulfillment but only through me, and Baal HaSulam writes about it.
You're a minority, that's true. You have to be a kingdom of priests, a holy nation, to take care of the world, to be as a transition for the world, and so on and so forth, yes?
Yeah, but I clothe in a person.
It's kind of seeing yourself as above, or being...
Were I to hear these things that only through me can get a fulfillment, it's a bit of a...
What's happening? What's the problem? The world isn't round. We have to bring it to a state that it's round, but it all spreads from above to below in hierarchy. Tell me, please, if you wouldn't have heard me on the radio and you wouldn't have come here 15 years ago, well, let's say you would have found another source. There is always someone that gives birth to you, that puts you on your feet, and while he does that, then you already have a certain extent of freedom of choice to express yourself. And you, in the same way, if you acquire some knowledge or certain excellence, then someone can come to you and wants to learn from you, and also gets from you and is under your care. So what's the problem? It's always in this hierarchy. It's always a pyramid, a tree. Where have you seen it work otherwise? You have parents, you had teachers, you have students. What's the question? The fact that we're talking about the correction of the entire world.
I'm asking more in terms of my feeling. Why do I have this feeling that it's not like I'm ashamed or something, but it's like I understand that there's a certain problem with explanation.
In my blog, I write that I'm leading a method to correct the world. Is that unclear from the blog? It's completely clear. I'm not patronizing, or I want everyone to learn the method. I'm not drawing them to be below me. I don't want them to be my chassids, to kiss my hand or whatever. I want people to know that there is a solution to all human evil, to the crisis, and how this will be done. If they want to do it, they'll do it. If they don't, they don't. I just want to share the knowledge with them that the solution is here. You understand? The problem is that today there is no one like Napoleon that say, yes, I know. You can see what's happening with Obama or with others. Everyone is in this kind of... There's like a descent in their power, in their status, and yes, it's like there's this loss of value. Once there was a king, a tsar, and he said, that's it. Whether he's right or wrong, it doesn't matter. The king said, well, simple. You don't argue, you don't criticize. You just accept it. After that, there's the parliament and all this democracy, this... I don't want to add any words to describe this, but also, it's now reaching its final bankruptcy. We see that it's causing only problems and nothing other than that. But there is no alternative. No one knows any alternative. There are no people governing the world. And we're not going to govern the world in their sense. We want to tell the world, share this method that comes from knowing nature according to the laws of nature, that we have no choice. We have to exist as we do. Ask anyone in the world, is it bad? Is it good for us all to be as equals? Is that the best? Yes. Ask someone, is it good for us to all have good relations with each other? Yes. So what's the problem? The problem is we're opposite from one another. I have a cure. It's true that we're opposite. We have a purpose, a goal, but this goal is impossible, unreachable. Why? Because it's our nature. We're opposite from it. But I have a cure that I take a person from his nature to the opposite nature. Just listen to it. Have a listen. Hear about it. Even come to a workshop once or twice and you'll see how in your single participation of 1 hour of your life, you'll realize that any person can go through this process and you'll see that the whole world can reach this opposite state than it is now. So tell me, please, what in my approach is incorrect or unpleasant? What? I want to organize the people to make me a king or something? What? Tell me. What should I be ashamed of, as you're saying? Are you going to call me a Messiah by doing? No, I myself am not drawing anything. I'm teaching them there is a force that does it. And through their connection, they can use this force. The fact that they need to learn the method from me, that's true. But what, in school, they didn't learn that way? In kindergarten, in university, they haven't learned this? You always learn from someone that has learned from someone before. I don't understand what's there to be ashamed of or to somehow close ourselves. Why? What have I stolen? What have I done wrong? I'm a person, as every other person. I'm not hiding anything. I'm a regular person. As things are accustomed today, I have all those same deficits. So what? It only means I'm not making myself into anything. I'm not coloring myself. I'm not promising anything. I'm saying, let's check together that there is a force that can turn us into these circles, into this togetherness, and by that we can reach a new form of connection, a new world. I'm his partner.
No.
Well, do you want to continue or not?
It's simply that I have this feeling and I wanted to find out where does it come from.
I understand your feeling. I've been through all these feelings. I understand you because it comes not from you. It comes from above in order for you to be more certain of what you hold on to. In order for you to be straight, to be innocent with the Creator. Innocent, that's what I am. You got a problem? I have no problem. You got a problem with me? I have no problem with you. I can tell everyone, I'm open to everyone. That's it. Of course, there's a bit of politics on our behalf. Who should we talk more to or less? That's in order not to harm and not to just draw backfire from certain people or just because it's a disturbance along the way. It's like these Kalbin de Chatzifin, like these rude dogs that can disturb you along the way. There's no reason to get into conflict or the arguments, no. But nothing other than that. What are you shy from? What are you... From what? I don't want to be in contact with all these different kind of circles, but with others I do want to be in contact with. Yes?
Roy from Rahanana wants to... Continues Mushi's question, he's saying, it's hard for us to believe that a single workshop or even several workshops will give them the feeling that we have the solution and the method because we ourselves went through dozens of workshops and it's still hard for us to believe this and see tangible results.
Your problem is you don't understand what a workshop is. A workshop has to be purposeful, that I take people and I organize it in such a way, like Senka says, through these five lakes, as he calls it, that I'm really making them in a way that they're experiencing this mutual emotion of this circle, and that they understand that there is a special force here that can raise them to a different level of attitude towards life. In our workshop, we scrutinize all these technical things, but that's something else. I'm talking about pre-organized seminars that we know the exact audience we're going to, and in such a way we're organizing them and we're leading them to the desired result. These are not our workshops. When I'm saying we have to approach it, that's what I'm talking about it. But now, just as due to lack of time, just to start organizing, well, no. You can do something now in the park or something like that, but to have actual this consistent care has to be pre-organized and to work on a specific audience and so on. You understand, you can't just take middle class with a golden age and prisoners. It doesn't work that way. Yes?
Continuing Mushi's question, I think the problem is with the formation of the words, because we're saying that they receive through us and then we have a problem.
I understand this, sir. You're a scientist, you have a PhD in science, you don't understand. If I want to know who you are, then I can ask you, who's your teacher? Who did you learn at? Who did you do your PhD at? Right? That's it. Accordingly, we measure you. You're this and this student. Oh, you're his student. Oh, okay. What's the problem here? You got your science through him, through your teacher. Same here. So what? Yes, we are teachers. Yes, we are organizers. Yes, we are instructors. Yes, we're his parents. Yes. What's the problem here?
The method is through us, right, but the fulfillment, it doesn't come from us.
In truth, it's also through us. But each one gets it according to his vessels. But if I tell this to people, that they might get confused. Still, everything goes from above to below. In other words, if you get a fulfillment, then you know that it comes through me. There's no other way. It's a pipe that connects and connects and connects, and it's all from above to below. And it comes from Igulim. There's also in Yosher and also Igulim, there are these fulfillments, but the main fulfillment comes according to the purification of the vessel. And therefore, it always goes down and down and down in such a way. But what is there to be ashamed of? That they get it through us. That I now get physics through Newton, and then through Einstein, and through other scientists, and I accepted that way, that I don't even know them really, but the fact that I'm learning this today, what I'm learning today, came to the world through their revelation, through their vessels. What I'm studying today came through their vessels. Owen, can you hear?
Yeah.
So this is clear to everyone. I understand. Everything we have today, even if someone now comes and contradicts Einstein, he's still getting it through Einstein in order to contradict him. That's also the same. There are many students that contradict their teachers. Doesn't matter. Go on.
On the last part, we said that we're passing on the method, and the method's coming through us. And the fulfillment, it comes from the Creator. We don't have anything of our own.
Of course, through to the source, but through us, yes? I don't want to tell them nonsense. I want to explain to them the structure of the entire reality, that everything comes to us through Adam, through all the forefathers. We learn it in the Zohar. It says that the degree of the forefathers, the degree of the sons, and so on, until it came to us. And all of the next generations will be that way as well. They'll also get it through us. And it all comes from Ein Sof. That's called this Hishtalshelut, this cascading. So, I don't understand. And in all of nature, in everything that we learn, in evolution, in whatever you take, it's the same path. The fact that there is a source, well, it's not me. What am I? A generator, generating myself?
But this stems from the explanation that specifically by connecting to ourselves more and more people, it extends our soul and forces you to come through it and so on, and the Rabash and so forth.
Of course, this is the inverse value of the light in vessels. The more that we go below, the lights above are revealed. And until this tiniest detail or tail will be revealed from below, and everything will lead to this one correction.
Actually, there is no other way to spiritually develop but to come out to people, to the masses.
You're right. I don't know what to say. You have to be connected to the teacher and connected to the student. And then you're advancing. Yes, Moshe.
Is there an end to this entire pyramid?
Yes, when it rounds up at the end of correction to a circle.
But now you just said that I have to explain to them the whole order of the way things cascade.
Of course, if we talk about the study to the broad audience, I explain that to them, why it's not so hard to perceive. I explain to them this reality. Why not revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah? Baal Sulam doesn't talk about a revelation of the method of integral education. He says revelation of the wisdom of Kabbalah to the entire world. Says Israel, don't come out of exile until the wisdom of Kabbalah will spread in the entire world. Entire world, you understand? This is even a bit awakening this awe or fear. How? When? But that's what he says. He says the wisdom of Kabbalah. I will have to explain to them. But again, this is nature. I'm not completely feeling you guys. People need to understand, all of this is nature. There is nothing special here. How much do we talk about all these different phenomena in the universe? 98% of the universe's mass is unknown. You've heard about that, right? It's called the dark matter. And many other such phenomena, time, space, motion, it all talks about. But in our world, we're very far from this. But for scientists who are researching this, it's all in this regular reality, and that's it. But if we, well, what are we talking about here? We're explaining that it's taking place in our world. This system of application, that all of nature is activated, that we've been thinking for a few years that we're the owners of the method. It's like fools. It's like a baby staying at home, making such a mess, almost burning the house down with himself in it. And now we're understanding that we really can't do it without a mother and father. We need this mother and father. Where are they? And then the wisdom of Kabbalah comes, is revealed, and it says to us, don't worry, it exists. If you need it, you can discover it. And then in our generation, we truly do need it. And we're beginning to reveal it. Reveal what? The one that governs us. Why? Because we have a necessity for it, because otherwise we're lost. So I don't explain anything that's beyond nature. We can see that in nature there is a plan, there is order between all particles, and there's this great wisdom and so on. But all I explain to them is nature. You've heard that God in its numerical value is nature. In Hebrew, I don't even have to tell them that it's the wisdom of Kabbalah. Or they might know that it's the wisdom of Kabbalah. That the wisdom of Kabbalah is just knowing how our world works. And without this knowledge today, we have no chance of seeing the future, this good future.
My question is about what Mushi asked. If a person, he goes out in order to work on integral education, there's sometimes fear of doing things wrong, because a person, he doesn't know 100% during the work that he's doing the right thing. Because a person can get the strength from the group, from the teacher, from the books, but every moment he changes, he undergoes plenty of different states.
Yes.
And that's why there is some fear, lack of confidence.
Mm-hmm.
And because of that, sometimes people don't want to work with the masses. So what can you do about that?
Go in groups of 2, 3, 4, 5. Go a few people together, support each other, prepare. And that would work. And in truth, tell you the truth, every time, before you go out to the broad audiences, you have to have a good preparation. And the preparation is like we spoke with Mushi. Justification of the path. First of all, just to have this justification or righteousness of the path. First of all, I'm working for the Creator, and I'm going out and telling you what I have to tell you. Whatever I get back in return, that's unimportant to me. This is what I'm obligated to do. I have a role. It's like in the military. I'm sent out, and I have to do it. I have to comply. First of all, that's what I have to do. Slave of the Creator. Second rule, this is what I determine, that I'm going out. But I'm talking about those that are standing behind me, up until Abraham. Next, what I tell them, I have to prepare myself, to have a small plan prepared. I remember once we had a professor. He was already old. He used to take out this piece of paper. He used to look at it. Go on. And then just put it back in his pocket. That reminded him what he had to say. Just two words. It was very, we really respect him, that That's how he gives us materials. Why? Because it's not just incidental. I'll talk about this or that. No. That is pre-planned. He has to explain to you the sources, cause and consequence, and all according to this order. So you have to prepare yourself. If you're appearing with a lecture or something, what you have to prepare, what you're going to start with, what you're going to end with, and in addition, what assistant you have, friends, by your right, by your left. If you get a bit tired or if you don't know what to do, they can help, they can jump in, or they might have a better approach with the audience, they might be good at softening the audience, some people might be able to help here. In other words, there is work here, but there's no problem. Most important is not to do it alone. That's most important. And then preparation. Yes.
Usually, you don't talk about negative things with other people, meaning can a person talk about it with his group, with someone? What is he afraid of?
Of course, no doubt about it. You can talk about it. Bring questions. Everyone bring questions, even anonymously. And we'll do workshops about it. We'll have a lesson about it as a preparation for working with the audience. It's very important. Okay, friends. Oh, come on, guys. Such people are asking that I can't say no. Mushi, yes.
I'm depicting a certain state. I give a workshop, I have a few thousands of students, I fill them, they're very happy, and I have a few friends, they're psychologists. They're not happy about me having a few thousands of students, and tomorrow they write in some newspapers that I beat up my wife, that I'm a thief.
So you're just a regular person. We thought you're an angel, but you're just a regular person.
Of course I'm an ordinary person, and the next day, instead of 1,000 students, I have only 100, those that didn't read it yet.
So that has to be that way from above.
The question, what does the Creator want to show me by that?
I don't know. If that's the question, I have a simple answer. I don't know. Maybe in a few years you'll find out why and how. Seriously, I'm telling you. I don't know. You won't find out in the same place.
But I have to learn how to relate to it.
You have to see it as good and benevolent. You have to bless for the bad as for the good, because there is no bad. It's only according to you, to your perception. You have to bless, be thankful for everything until he takes your soul.
I'm giving the workshops in order to connect people.
Well, what you want is fine, but according to his plan, it might have to be a corruption, not a correction. That for him, correction, it's a corruption. For you, it's a correction. For him, it's a corruption. Well, think about it. He did the breaking of the vessels. So what do you want? Is there anything worse than that? He put a person into sin. How many problems were there in the world? So there's another problem. So they wrote about Mushi in the newspaper that he's a thief or something, whatever you're saying. I don't know. Huh? What a catastrophe. Yeah. Big deal.
So there's no problem.
Yes, you're right, there's no problem. I'm telling you, again, you have to be prepared to absorb all the klipot, all the shells, because without it you won't advance, and I promise that if you will be rewarded, then you'll feel it. You'll feel what it is, but don't be afraid. Because who are those that would write about you in the paper? Those are your uncorrected desires. Since the entire world is in a state of correction, in you, the entire world is your soul. Some of these are revealed along the path. Let's say someone stands up against me, starts yelling, starts cursing me, starts bringing lies or not lies, doesn't matter what, about me. Let's say, who is he if not that same quality that lies in me in a way that it's separated and revealing itself in that way externally. This is part of me. I will eventually discover it as my quality. Only now it's seen in man's image. The entire world is an application of my soul. Therefore, these negative qualities are revealed and I have to take care of them. I have to correct myself. If you want them to disappear, all I have to do is correct myself. But with correcting myself, I have to maybe make efforts. I might have to go to a lawyer, go to the court of order, to the police. That's part of the correction in me, that I have to make an effort, and I also have to be concerned with my inner correction. And that's how we have to treat this entire collection of cases that we come across in this world. That's what you do.
That's exactly what I wanted to ask about. What am I supposed to correct here?
I'm in these efforts, in financial loss, in restlessness, could be in anxiety as well. I have to learn more. I have to live more with the group in order to acquire a greater spiritual force. I have to treat it corporeally and spiritually. The same incident, the same phenomena. And that is the correction. And also, when I approach corporeal corrections with this, police, lawyers, or whatever, that's also included in my efforts if I do it correctly. What does it mean correctly? Don't you remember where it says that? A person that wakes up in the morning, he says, there is none else besides me. But when he comes back, he says, there is none else besides him. So if you work with the police, with lawyers, but you work only with the intention that it's the Creator governing the world, and that's how you work your entire day, by that, you're correcting.
Okay, so about the police and everything that happens in this world, this I understand. It's a lie, but I didn't steal anything. Were I to steal something, okay, I need to expose it.
If you did not have this quality of theft in you that's uncorrected, he wouldn't rise.
So he's saying the truth.
He's saying the truth. It hasn't yet been revealed. You haven't had the opportunity to steal yet, but you're a thief inside. No, there's none else besides him. It's a single system working on you in order to reveal, in order to extract all actions.
In order for me not to steal, he's already exposing me being a thief, meaning that he protects me in advance, kind of.
By that, the Creator is revealed. That means to implement all his actions, all his names, and that was the purpose of the creation of the worlds. Worlds also means in Hebrew concealment. And in such a way he comes. He's a mobster, we understand that. But yeah, you have to consider it if it's worthwhile or not. Yes, Eli.
In this thing, how do you hold both ends together? Because it's very easy if you have a mobster brother, so...
No. You have to be very measured here. If not I, then who is for me? And there is none else besides him, has to be throughout the entire day. You don't forget in the morning that there is none else besides him and just remember in the evening, and vice versa. You have to realize your choice, your freedom of your choice. Your choice is that alongside with all your actions, you are in adhesion with the Creator. How to combine the two together, that's a problem.
it's not human.
It's not human, and that's why it raises you to the spiritual level, because on the corporeal level you're not able to do so. This split is solved only by the light that reforms, that raises you above.
Meaning the stronger the shell, the more delved into it you are, you can't take your head out, stick your head out. The harder it is, you need for the group to get you out, because you're constantly about that, thinking about that.
That's true. Here you can measure what level you're on, to the extent you can hold on to there is none else besides him.
If I know that I have friends that are undergoing this very scrutiny now, they're constantly engaged with the shell, what do I do?
Talk. As we are talking now, strengthen them, read something with them, sing something with them, hug them, remind them that everything is governed from the Creator, and everything is leading towards the end of correction. You have to accept this, and then all the evil turns into good. And we forget this because the shell is what helps us. And here, the environment can help. What would you have the environment for if not for these incidents, specifically for these incidents?
How do you remind a friend about it so it'll be felt by him? Because sometimes when if someone reminds me about it, you know, very directly, I feel like smacking him afterwards. I calculate it and so on.
I remember myself that way as well.
So how do you remind it so that the friend will get strength from it and won't be rejected by it or feel it as preaching or whatever?
It depends on each and every one. It depends on the subtlety, how you approach a person, or you can either send him something. You have to determine times for this, times for the Torah, during the lunch break, or 11 a.m., or 4 or 5 p.m. Then when you go out to do different actions, so before every action you have to strengthen with reading, you have to put together a whole booklet. Strengthening before the action, or before approaching the broad audiences. Okay, friends, we are in preparation for the Congress in Bulgaria. Oh, finally, it's up. 1st to 3rd of November. You say it.
1st to the 3rd of November, a unity congress in the city of Borovets in Bulgaria.
It's an hour from the capital. Everyone is invited. Registration is...
You could register on eurocongress.info.
And besides that, we have another congress. Where is our big congress?
Oh, can World Kabbalah Convention.
Ah, World Kabbalah Convention. 6th to 8th of February. Great, everything's going down.
6th to the 8th of February, 2014, in our new building in Petah Tikva.
Everyone is invited. And 2 days before that, 4th, 5th, we're going to have
there will be integral education training from the world, the friends from the world, Kli, 2 days before the Congress.
Ronnie Perry. Well done, very attractive.
No.
Go on.
Is the Bulgarian Congress for everyone?
Everyone, from Israel, from overseas, whoever wants to, you're welcome. You should come. Prices are relatively affordable.
It's 140 euro, including everything. The Congress, the hotel, the everything.
It's a very, very nice hotel.
And the flights are also cheap.
Yeah, just take into account it's going to be pretty cold there. So bring skis instead of shoes.
By this we conclude. Thank you and all the best.
שערי שמיים וקושרות הקצוות עוד מעט נלמד לחיות